Good morning all, and lovely to be here today. What a wonderful day we got, haven't we? I don't come this way to Rington usually, but if you come from Bristol, from Withywood, up over East Dundry, passing Dundry Baptist on your right-hand side, and the now closed Carpenter's Arms. Isn't that wonderful? The church is still going, the pub's shut. You go round a bend and you look out and you see the Chew Valley in front of you, laid out in front of you. And every time I do that journey and look out, I enter one word. And that word is wow. Wow. As we were driving here today, we were looking out for red kites or buzzard, because at Portishead we got red kites now in the last about 6 months. And what a wonderful story that is about the red kites, but that's digressing. But when we see a red kite, we look out and we say, wow, wow. I must confess that I watch too much television. If there's sport on the television, I'm watching it. And a few weeks back, we had the Winter Olympics. And there was one sport there, it was the first time it was in the Olympics, where they went downhill a little way on skis or snowboards, and then took off, and they did somersaults, twirling round, grabbing the end of their skis. And the commentator, I always remember, said, this is so-and-so going down, and he's reaching speeds of some. And he takes off, wow, 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 wow. I thought, I want to know what's going on. What's he doing? What's the different tricks he's going? He couldn't say any other word but wow, wow. I remember when our daughter was born 55 years ago. Something like that, in July. And I looked at her hand, and she had the fingerprints on her hand. And the only word I could say was, wow. Look at that. Perfect. Wow. When those three disciples, Peter, James, and John, went up the mountain with Jesus. Jesus must have said to them, come on, let's go up the mountain for the afternoon. And they got up there. And there, Jesus was transfigured. He met Moses and Elijah. And I bet you, no, I can't say that, it's in church, can I? But I'm sure that one of them would have said, wow. Wow, look at that. Peter was stuck for words, wasn't he? He didn't know what to say. So in typical Peter fashion, he said, I'll tell you what, Lord, I'll build some huts for the three of you. Nice one, Peter. You see, the wow factor. The wow factor. You see, Peter goes on to say in 2 Peter 1:16, this is the sort of thing he says. It wasn't a cleverly devised story, but told by eyewitnesses. Peter was there, he saw what happened, he recorded it. And I remember when I first came to faith, And funnily enough, it was with one of those hymns that we sung this morning, "And Can It Be?" It was during that hymn that I came to faith, that I realised that the events that are recorded in the Bible aren't just cleverly made up stories. They are actual events that eyewitnesses have seen, eyewitnesses have written down, and they've come down through the ages to us. And that, friends, should have the wow factor. The wow factor. Bible readings, as we read our Bible, do we read them expecting to be wowed? So often, as I'm reading through something, through one of the scriptures, and I find something, and it takes my breath away, and all I can say is, wow, wow. When I came to faith, as I say, it must have been about 40 years ago. I remember that the minister at the time gave me a little book. And he said, have a read of this book. And it's only a thin book. And it was called Good News for Bedminster by Mark. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And when I read that book, it was, of course, St. Mark's Gospel. And as I read it, I was reading it with eyes open. I was reading a book of fact, not a book of fiction as I'd read it before or had it read to me before. It was a book of fact. I don't know about you, but so often we think of something, perhaps think of something new. I remember the first time that it was Pentecost, and I couldn't get enough. Well, let's start with Easter. It was Easter, and I couldn't get enough of the stories, the facts about Easter, about how Jesus had gone to the cross, willingly gone to the cross, and how God had raised him from the dead. The wow factor. The wow factor. The first time that it was Pentecost, and how this Holy, I learned how this Holy Spirit came to those people in that room that day. It had that wow factor for me. And then the fact that Pentecost is for us all now, today. Every day should be a Pentecost for you. I remember reading Romans 8, verse 17 for the first time. If we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. All the riches of heaven that God has given Jesus, we are co-heirs. We inherit what Jesus inherited or inherits. We are children of God. And that's got this wow factor for me. And I think of a parent throwing his child up in the air and catching that child. The child has to have complete confidence in that parent, that that parent would catch that child. And God, like a loving parent, disciplines his children. And God, like a loving parent, allows their children to make mistakes, but is there for them, there to catch them, there to put his arms around them. You see, so often we come to church, we think about what's going on, but we miss the wow factor. It's not just reading the Bible that gives me the wow factor. I asked that we would sing one of the hymns this morning, and it was From Heaven You Came, Helpless Babe. There were several hymns that I had in mind, three in fact, and believe it or not, we've sung all three of them. I don't know what else is to come mine. And that the one hymn that I picked out was From Heaven You Came, Helpless Babe, and the wow factor in that. But suddenly one day, I'd been singing it for ages, and suddenly it hit me. Hands that flung stars into space, to cruel nails surrender. Jesus was there at creation. Jesus was there on the cross, dying for my sins. The wow factor in that. And it was sometime later in another verse there, it said about learning how to serve, and in our hearts enthroning it, each other's needs to prefer. For it is Christ we're serving. And that's got the wow factor for me. And the first time that I realized that. You see, we have all got to learn how to serve. Jesus has given us the example. It's only, what, 3 weeks ago that you probably celebrated Maundy Thursday when Jesus washed the disciples' feet. And if you were reading that for the first time, you'd think, wow, Jesus, the Son of God, kneeling down and washing the smelly, dirty feet of his disciples. And we got to learn how to serve. I was involved with a charity 30 years ago in Northwest in Bristol, and like all organizations at the time, you had to have a mission statement. You don't have them now so much, do you? But you had to have a mission statement. And I remember that Phil Wood Hope said in their mission statement something like to discover and share the love of Jesus with the people of Northwest. And I couldn't get my head around that. Why do I need to discover the love of Jesus? I knew what the love of Jesus was. He had gone to the cross for me. He had died for me. He rose again for me. Why do I need to discover the love of Jesus again? And it wasn't until months later, looking back, where when we had people in, and what the charity was, it was to help people, no matter what their problem, to help them, to point them in the right direction. And we did debt advice, we did social security advice, filling in forms, writing to different people for people, all these things. And so many of the clients would keep coming back again and again and again with different problems or the same problem. And we would welcome them in just the same as we welcomed them the first time. We were learning about the love of Jesus because that's what happens. We let him down time and time and time again. And he's there, waiting for us, his arms open, ready to welcome us back in. The wow factor. So often, let me tell you, It's not just it in life like that, but in hymns. When we sang that, "And Can It Be?" My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed you. What a wow factor in that hymn. What a wow factor there. Sometimes we get wowed by just things people say to us. Sometimes we might glimpse a face in the congregation and we say, wow. We say, wow. It's lovely to see so many of you here today that I know from different walks of life. The wow factor. But the problem is, when I drive up over Withywood, up over Dundry, and I go round the corner, I'm expecting to say the word wow when I see that view. When you come to church on a Sunday morning, do you come to church expecting to be wowed? Because that's what it's all about, my friends. You should be prepared. Come here prepared to be wowed. I've been into many churches over the last few years. Many years. Well, lots of years. And I tell you this. I was wowed this morning as I came in here. And I'm being wowed now by seeing people that I haven't seen for years. And it's got a wow factor because those people are still loving their Lord Jesus Christ. They're still worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. It's got a wow factor. My prayer for you today is that you will be wowed by the Holy Spirit, wowed when you read your Bible, wowed when prayer is answered. What we don't realize is that all our prayers are answered. Many years ago, I remember praying in churches for something called the Berlin Wall. Now, perhaps some of you had never heard of the Berlin Wall. And we were praying that somehow that wall would be torn down. That East Germany and West Germany would be united. Prayers have been answered. Have we ever thought of thanking God for those answered prayer? Sometimes it's only by looking back that we see that prayer has been answered and we can say, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for answering those prayers. Those disciples went up that mountain and they saw Jesus being transfigured. They saw him meeting League One prophets from the Old Testament. They were lost for words. They were afraid. They were wowed. Jesus was there amongst them. And then the voice from heaven came, "This is my son. Listen to him." That wasn't just an instruction to those three disciples that were up that mountain with Jesus. That is instructions to you, and me, and all of us today to listen to what Jesus got to say. And be prepared, my friends, to be wowed. Amen. Let's pray together.